This past January, at the Golden Globe Awards, pop star Bono, lead singer of U2, was accepting the award for Best Original Song when he let slip a certain four-letter word. It starts with F, you know the rest. The program was broadcast live on NBC. The FCC earlier this week rejected complaints from the Parents Television Council about the broadcast and said Bono's use of the word was not offensive. Joining us now to look at that decision and what this means for the future of broadcast media is Eric Bollard. He covers media issues for Salon.com and joins us from his office in Montclair, New Jersey. Welcome to Talk of the Nation, Eric.
Thanks.
Why was Bono's use of that particular adjective at the Golden Globes deemed okay by the FCC?
The FCC, when they're looking at obscenity and decency, they're mostly interested in sex. So basically, Bono used it as an adjective instead of a verb. That's really what the FCC wants to know. Indecency for them is sexual content, 9 times out of 10. And they also see his remarks as sort of fleeting, you know, spur of the moment. He probably knew he wasn't supposed to say it. Everyone knows you're not supposed to say that on TV. But the FCC doesn't really consider, you know, an outburst like that to be obscene. Plus, they usually depend on broadcasters to have maybe a couple-second delay to catch something like that.
So how often does this sort of swear word make it into broadcast television?
Not very often because, A, I mean, if it's taped, nothing is ever like that is ever going to make it in. And if it's live, as I mentioned, it's usually a couple-second delay. I mean, a couple years ago, well, it might have been more than a couple years ago, but Saturday Night Live, and I think it was in the 90s, it was a pretty famous slip of the tongue that clearly made it onto the air, but that was probably a quarter of one in the morning. So you don't hear very often unless, you know, maybe at a sporting event. Sometimes you pick something up on the sideline on the NFL.
Like the Boston Red Sox the other night, but
yeah,
we won't go there.
It's pretty rare. Usually you're reading lips more than actually hearing it.
So what's the FCC's process for dealing with these complaints?
Well, if you want to make a decency complaint to the FCC, you have to, A, capture it on tape. You can't just write the FCC in and say, I heard this on TV, or more often for the FCC, I heard this on the radio and I thought it was obscene. You have to document it. You send it in. And then their standards bureau takes a look at it. And after, it's sort of a black hole. It's sort of mysterious. After a few months, you know, a ruling will pop out. And most times, I would say most times, they find the complaint is not offensive. And the Bono one for them, I think, was pretty easy.
Do you think the FCC has been consistent in cracking down on indecency and obscenity in the past?
No, it's sort of been all over the map. Politics has something to do with it. It's interesting, right now it's the Democratic commissioners on the FCC that really want the commission to lay down very firm rules about indecency, and again, this is mostly for radio. It's sort of the growth of the morning shock jocks who, you know, are interviewing strippers and prostitutes and not leaving much to the imagination on the radio. But it's the Republicans on the commission who are sort of resisting that. They see their position at the FCC is to sort of help broadcasters make money and do good business, and you don't help broadcasters by sort of determining content. But having said that, the FCC has laid out some pretty big fines in the last few years, and usually, again, those are pretty easy cases to make when you read the transcripts of what's being debated.
Okay, here's the really big question everybody
yep.
wants to know. Will this ruling open the floodgates? Will we see this particular adjective or use some other way and other swear words working their way into more TV scripts?
No, well, swear words are making their ways into TV scripts. Producers like it, but they bleep it. They think it's sort of cool and sort of cutting edge, and you're watching ABC and you hear bleep, and, you know, it's sort of titillating. But in actually hearing the words, no, you won't hear them. You know, broadcasters know where the line is. They don't really... They want to distinguish themselves and sort of be cool and flirt with that line, but they certainly don't want to go over it because their whole business is based on broadcast license. So, no, this was truly a fleeting remark, and it was probably planned on Bono's part. He had fun with it. But they're not going to hold some, you know, the FCC is not going to hold whoever broadcasts the Golden Globes responsible for, you know, a celebrity stepping up to a microphone.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
Sure.
Eric Bollard is a senior writer with Salon.com. He joined us by telephone from his office in Montclair, New Jersey. In Washington, I'm Corva Coleman for NPR News.